Welcome to the Maria Heller Show, the internet's original podcast. Since the year 2000, always ahead of the curve, always on your side. A true warrior for truth and justice, Maria and her guests leave nothing out, and no one is off limits. There is only one truth, the rest is lies. Sit back, enjoy the education with a true daughter of Mother Earth. Sharp New York wit, spiritual knowing, and a very dry sense of humor, Maria will dissect the news and lies to make it all palatable. Education is power. Maria delivers rapid-fire truth like no one else can. Here she is, the mouth that roars, the legendary Maria Heller.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to Stars Are Us, the monthly astrology for October of 2017, with my excellent co-host, of course, Joe Anthony of planetswithin.com. And I can tell you, it's already been a pretty wild month, and we're only on the second day. So God knows what this month's got in store for us. Is this the October surprise?
Yeah, it might as well be. As I wrote in my newsletter, we're going to need to find balance. This is just the energy being amped up and ramped up. And it's just going to intensify from this point forward. And we'll talk about that, of course, in a little bit with Jupiter going into Scorpio.
Right.
And so we'll see a whole lot more of this nonsense and chaos and, you know, which seems like the world is falling apart, which it really is, but it needs to because it's all built on lies anyway.
Right, exactly. Well, a lot of it is getting exposed, that's for sure.
You
look at what's been going on. I mean, just since the last time we talked, you know, three major hurricanes hitting the United States and Puerto Rico, a U.S. territory. And then on top of that, you got the shootout in Las Vegas and a lot of people dying. You know, yesterday Monty Hall died, but he was 96. But, you know, I also read that Tom Petty died and he was 66.
Well, you know, these eclipses, especially in Leo, like I mentioned when we did our show in August, that usually represents famous people, that represents royalty, you know, the sign of Leo. And it's not uncommon to see very popular people crossing over in that cycle. When that cycle hits, it's like a doorway for people to transition, you know, because we're multidimensional beings and we're starting to realize this. And so when these eclipses happen, they open up these doorways for those that no longer belong here. And so that doesn't, you know, we all have to go no matter who you are. But the interesting part is some of these deaths, of course, are natural causes or illness or something along those lines. But I mean, the online community is so deep into speculation now that they're saying that some of these deaths are intentional to divert attention from the hot topics that are going on around the world, and especially in Washington, and especially with the financial system, anything to do with the scandals, you know, that pedophilia thing has all, you know, somehow disappeared now. I mean, it's a constant game of chess when you think about it on a larger scale.
Right, but it seems like every morning I wake up and there's another giant story facing me in the face.
Right, right. And you know, there's a whole team of people out there. I don't know who they're exactly working for, whether it's the NSA, the Vatican, Israel, you know, that basically have this coordinated effort to put news out to scare people, to divert attention, you know, and it's ongoing. And this is not speculation, as you know, and your listeners know. This has been proven.
Absolutely.
That the CIA and all these, they put out all these stories to get your attention, to get you riled up, to get you to separate and divide.
Well, and you also, and so, let's not leave out the fear they want to whip up. Do you know what I mean? Do people soon they'll be afraid to go out in public?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. And so what you really have is the collapsing of the old guard. And it's trying to save its own behind, okay? Because people around the world are starting to see through the BS, through the lies, through the puppets,
And they're seeing it all over the world. I don't know if you caught what happened between Catalonia and Spain, but Spain sent in 16,000 cops to suppress the vote in Catalonia, and they beat the people, bloodied them up. I mean, they went in there like savages, to trying to steal the ballot boxes, stop them from voting. They ended up voting anyway, and 90% of them voted to break away from Spain. But you look at this, this is happening like all around the world. And, and what I'm finding, Joe, and I'm sure you are too, is a lot of my students or clients are having a very hard time staying grounded.
Oh, absolutely. Again, these waves of energy that come in are just, you know, kind of slapping us upside the head and are forcing us to change. And I'm seeing a lot of that with friends. I'm seeing that the same with clients who are calling me in a panic. They don't quite understand what's actually happening. And you know, we have to kind of coach them through it. But this is, and yes, this is happening all over the world. Since 2008, this was the turning point when Pluto went into Capricorn, and of course, the Mayan prediction of 2012, that was the threshold. We crossed over it. There's no turning back after that. You know, the photon alignment and the astrology. And basically, it's a transition period since from 2008, I would say, all the way till about 2030, astrologically speaking. We're with the most intense to come. And what I mean by that is, see how things are falling apart in countries and in individuals and so on. And we're going to only have more of that. And I think it's going to be ramped up even more when the ET contact actually is made, or there it's going to be so out there that people will absolutely just lose their marbles in that, oh my God, the world is coming to an end. We're being taken over by the planet. I mean, it could come to that silly scenario at some point. And I'll say that somewhere around 2023, 2024. I mean, we still got a ways to go, but first we have to get through the financial situation that we find ourselves in. And that is what I mean by, you know, the worst is yet to come. And I don't mean to be negative here. I'm very much a realist, and I'm sure you are too.
Oh,
and many of your listeners are.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I've been recommending that people either listen to the interview I did with Carl Callanan or get the book, The Nine Waves of Creation. Because what they don't understand is the wave we've been living in has been the wave of duality. And duality's on its way out. But look at the fight it's putting up at the last minute. Everything from racism to hatred to people just going psycho, arguing about football and whether they take a knee or not. You can see how the duality is struggling to stay alive.
Right, right, exactly. On this physical plane, in these physical suits, there is the duality because our perception is limited. But because the energy is intensifying and heating up and changing our DNA and our perception, we're beginning to see beyond the physical, which is that duality you just mentioned.
Right.
And we're seeing like the third, the fourth dimension, fifth dimension, which is not something that's taught. Let's face it, it's not taught in school. It's not really looked upon as legitimate, or but it exists.
Right.
And so most people feel like they're losing their sense of reality or their balance. Or
no.
Their focus.
That's why,
what it feels
right.
like.
That's why I put up a post, catch the wave. Because people that are alert and aware and spiritually aware, they're already past duality. So they already caught the wave. But people have to understand the general download for this planet is fear. And as long as you're attuned to this fear download, that's what your brain is getting pumped in. So without true spirituality, I don't see how anybody can get through this.
Well, unfortunately, you know, nature and these cycles have a way of cleansing. And this happens in nature all the time, you know, death and rebirth, lightning storms, hurricanes, whatever. And I'm talking about natural ones, not handmade ones.
Right. I don't think the ones we saw were natural at all.
No, I don't think so either. The evidence shows overwhelmingly that there was all kinds of pulsing radar that were going off simultaneously. When you see those videos, you know, where a whole region of the country is pulsating all at once. I mean,
right.
Come on.
I've seen them all. But here's the problem. The problem is, I was discussing this with one of my students this morning. The problem is, she says, well, what do you do? What do you do if people don't do the research or this and that? What do you tell them? I said to her, it's very easy. Just tell them to listen to my show. I mean, how much easier can I make it for people? Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
But, you know, there's so much ignorance out there and so much lies and disinformation on social media that people are really going crazy. I don't know how else to describe it, Joe. It's like an insanity. And then you look at that shooting in Vegas, and I saw a terrorism expert say that this guy totally broke the mold of mass shooters. They never would have seen it coming from somebody 64 years old and white. He had a peaceful life. He had money in the bank. He didn't make any political posts. But I'm sure they're going to change all that as they make up the backstory like they usually do.
Well, again, we don't know for sure. And I haven't really looked into it because I haven't had the time, to be honest with you. I mean, I just quickly glanced over the story. But, you know, every one of these situations smells, and I mean, really bad of false flag, mind control, MK Ultra. Who the hell knows?
Right.
You know, and 10, 15 years ago, you'd say, oh, you're a bunch of conspiracy nuts. But
right.
The evidence just keeps coming out.
And it's always the same. I mean, the story changed about 20 times just in the emails collection that I had this morning. And
right.
I tell people, you know, and this is the problem, Jill. I tried to tell this to one of my friends this morning. I said, you have to understand that people in the so-called alternative media are immediately going to say this never happened. It was all fake. It was a fake movie. Nobody got hurt. And people just don't understand. A false flag doesn't mean that nobody was killed.
Mm-hmm.
It just means it was planned that way. They don't give a shit how many of us they kill to get their agenda going or distraction.
Right.
And then I'm thinking to myself, I wonder how much all this hatred that Trump and division he's created in this country, if this guy's mind didn't just snap.
Well, you know, I had this conversation with somebody else last week about Trump. And again, this individual, okay, who has played both sides of the fence, okay, in bed with the Rothschilds, in bed with the bankers, and then, of course, in bed with the military-industrial complex.
Mm-hmm.
He finds himself in a very precarious position where the good guys in the military are going, we need to take our country back, and we need to kick out the bankers that are destroying our political system. Are you with us? So he gives him lip service, and he goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. On the other hand, the people that put him in power, and the ones that are really watching him are probably threatening him, saying, don't you dare go in that direction or do this or do that. And there's a lot of heavy speculation online about him being blackmailed right now by these bankers. Now, again, I don't know. It's purely speculation.
Mm-hmm.
But he finds himself in a very difficult situation because he's being pulled in many different directions. Again, I don't know if it's true.
Well, you know, I did read a little piece this morning on technocracy.com. I didn't get to finish the whole thing yet because I had way too much news to deliver as it was, that Steve Bannon is holding meetings with Kissinger.
Oh, that's scary.
Right. So when you look at, you know, how they're all involved and what we get is theater, you know, Bannon, he got rid of Bannon and whatnot. But, you know, and then Bannon, you know, defending Roy Moore, of all people, that lunatic in Alabama. It's all a big show. They still, you know, like David Icke would say, no matter who you vote for, the government always gets in.
Yeah, well, from some of the sources that I've read, what's basically happening is the Chinese yuan is going to be the world reserve currency. And it appears to be from a fabulous researcher, James Colbert, from the Colbert Report. Love the guy. He is probably the best, one of my top people that I really value his input and his information. She shows you the evidence that it's still the same bankers that are trying to push this new currency on the world. Mm-hmm. And so you gotta see through the illusion that they know that the dollar is collapsing around the world, and they know their puppets are being revealed left and right, and that they are trying to institute this new system, but yet there seems to be someone or something resisting. Or, you know, playing the opposition, whether it's Russia, whether it's these other countries, I don't know for sure.
Right.
You know, we're talking about a chess game here.
Right.
And so, again, I try and look at the big picture, not so much as the small players and the puppets. And this is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a real battle for the control of not just the United States, because they give it. I listened to Catherine Austin Fitz, which you've had on your show many times,
right,
who is a fabulous researcher, who basically the insiders have been telling her since 1990s, they have been pulling out, they was organized to pull out all of the resources out of this country and collapse it.
Wow.
The financial system.
Well,
okay.
Much to everybody's shock, including my own, when I last interviewed Jim Fetzer on our Roaring Truth, he basically said the same thing, that these people are destroying our country from the inside out. I mean, he was furious. But, you know, 20 right. years ago, when I covered that with Robert Galen Ross, everybody thought I was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, hey, sometimes it might just be a lunatic you're looking for. I always think of that, that song.
Right.
You may say
exactly.
I'm crazy, but it just might be a lunatic you're looking for. So let me ask you this. I was reading over what you sent me for the astrology for this month. And you talk about Scorpio and water. And I was wondering if that is a portent of more hurricanes or more water damages.
It's very possible. Scorpio's energy is a little different than, say, Cancer or Pisces. Mm-hmm. There's an intensity that goes along with the sign of Scorpio. So Scorpio could cause tornadoes, could cause hurricanes involving, you know, water. It could be large bodies of water that are contaminated, you know, like an oil spill of some kind. Mm-hmm. It could be major disasters along water or coastlines or something along those lines. It's a very intense alignment. And Jupiter, for those of you, we started talking about it, Jupiter goes into Scorpio on October the 10th and stays there for about around the same time next year in 2018 or November. But this is a transformation from deep within. So as you were saying about the destruction from deep within the United States, yes. But now we have a deeper layer of discovery. So watch and see over the next year how we discover all these satanic, sick rituals that are going to come out, the financial system and the lies that have been created around it, even more surprising than we already have. I mean, nothing surprises me anymore, but there could be another layer you know, to this discovery that takes place and starts connecting more dots, like Catherine Austin Fitz was doing on another show. She was incredible in connecting the dots. Mm-hmm. You know, this company working with this company and that company and then burying the money here. And I mean, it was just incredible. That's the kind of depth that Scorpio, Jupiter and Scorpio will have.
Right.
And so look for more shootings. Look, anything that to do with Scorpio is powerful transformation, but the sign of Scorpio also represents death and rebirth. So it's not a surprise to me that we're very close to Jupiter going into Scorpio, and all of a sudden we have a shooting in Vegas.
Right.
Yeah, okay, so we'll see more of that nonsense. We'll see more of the, you know, the psychological psychosis that's going to continue to happen in the year ahead as the changes continue to be implemented. And so from this point forward, it's just an incredible acceleration, especially into 2018, when the planet Uranus, the planet that represents innovative change, sudden movements, explosions, and so on, goes into the sign of Taurus, the sign of money and values. So between these two in 2018, I think we are going to have some major disruption in the financial system, Wall Street, resources, you know, anything to do with money or investments, coins, silver, I think this will be the time because everything symbolically is showing major change in 2018.
Right.
So, you know, we've made these predictions before as astrologers, but somehow the powers that shouldn't be have suppressed them. They've literally gone around, or whoever's helping out, I don't know, has been able to divert or avoid a total disaster. Mm-hmm. In other words, causing major rifts of negative fear energy into the environment.
Right. Well, with what you said about Scorpio, I'm thinking about something I reported on my news show, is that Rex Tillerson is trying to have a diplomatic channel with North Korea, and Trump tweeted to him, basically, save your breath, save your energy. Talking to them's a waste of time. We know what we have to do. So, do you think that his October surprise will be nuking North Korea?
It's possible. But, you know, North Korea, again, is another one that of those plays that has been pulled out of the playbook by these powers that shouldn't be. And I found out that the same people, the Rothschilds and the big banks and the corporations, have been doing underhanded deals with North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And that they basically are setting up this dictator to somehow be in the picture, you know, one way or another. Remember, they want conflict. And they needed another boogeyman.
Mm-hmm.
Can't go to Libya anymore. We can't go to Iran. We can't go to, you know, Iraq. And so we need a new boogeyman. The military-industrial complex loves this stuff. So what are they doing? They're pressuring Trump to make, you know, these speeches about North Korea. Once again, the puppet is being pulled in many directions.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's hard to say. I've read things where the ET population that's here would not allow another third world war. Again, I don't know if it's true or not. I'm just putting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that they have been trying to do to create destruction and disasters has been met with opposition or being blocked in some way. So, again, I'm going to say, no, I don't think we're going to have a war with North Korea. And I've been saying this now for several years, that we're not going to have a World War III. I don't feel it. I don't see it. I don't sense it. I think it's going to be some sort of destruction psychologically. It's a psychological game that's being played. And people are either falling for it because it's very easy right now to go, oh, my God, I don't know where I'm going, what I'm doing. The world is coming to end. The world's going crazy. But in reality, it's more the energy's coming in and it's shifting you, but these people are playing the psychological game to keep you in that third dimension or that fear factor, so
right.
You'll never be able to see the bigger picture.
All right.
So that's my take on it, Maria.
Well, hey, it's as good a take as any. So when people ask me that, I just tell them, you know, the facts I know environmentally. All right. They're saying today, by 2050, there'll be more plastic in the ocean than fish. And they said there's already more plastic microparticles in the ocean than there are stars in our galaxy.
Right.
So, you got to look at the human. You got to look at the human effect of polluting their own web of life and eradicating themselves from the planet. It's like mass suicide.
Well, you know as well as I do, and some of your listeners know, that this planet appears to be controlled by beings or not very benevolent and don't really care about us.
Right.
You know, and
right.
So does that surprise anybody? You know, how do you control the population? You do it through money. And then these are the side effects of money.
Right.
You know, creating products that have no freaking sense of value or use outside of, you know.
Right. Well, you know, the two big control factors on the planet is religion and politics. Look
right.
at how these religious people are so violent that now they want to take guns to church. They want to, if Trump gets impeached, the Christian right said they're going to go out killing people, starting a civil war. And I'm looking at all this craziness, and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, as far as Trump goes, I don't see him being impeached. He may just resign. Because he may just say, what the hell did I get myself into over here?
Well, I think that this is the month that some other astrologers have said that, you know, he could end up getting assassinated. And I know they made an attempt on Mad Dog Mattis when he landed or tried to land in Afghanistan this week.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's not unbelievable to me because this guy has now made enemies all over the world.
Well, again, you know, most leaders around the world know who he represents, okay? It's just, you know, we tend to look at leaders as that they're independent and they're doing what they want. Now, it doesn't work that way.
Right.
Everything is scripted. Everything is planned. He is doing, you know, like I said, he's walking that fine line. He's walking on that fence between the military-industrial complex and the good guys in there versus his banker buddies.
Right.
And so he's got to walk this fine line.
Right.
And so I think the stress is going to get to him. I think he's literally been neutered.
I thought to myself today, I even asked this old guy at the gym, we were watching the news, and I said to him, how happy do you think Donald Trump is that he's president?
No.
I mean, look at what's happened just in the 8 months he's been in office. Do you know what I'm saying? Anything that could go wrong has gone wrong, and it continues to. It's like FUBAR City.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's get back to the astrology for October so we could kind of try to prepare. You say that we have a full moon in Aries on the 5th, which is Thursday.
Right. And this one, again, also could represent conflict because it's Aries. Aries is all about conflict, inner conflict, outer conflict, however you want. I mean, this is associated with Mars, the god of war. And so at first, we'll feel it with our relationships, the current people in our lives, because it's the Libra sun versus the Aries moon. And so there's always this tension within us with others. So there could be conflict, there could be, you know, annoyances. And there's always this self-reflection when the moon is in Aries. Why am I doing this? My life's not going anywhere. What do I want to do? You know, and so there's this built-in sort of mentality when there's a full moon in Aries. Now, the positive side of this is it could make us, you know, energize us. And then we're running around and we're doing a lot, we're accomplishing what we want and going to the gym to exercise and you know, using the energy in a productive way. Mm-hmm. And so, but again, this Aries archetype also represents conflict, war, all of that nonsense, which I do not believe is going to happen on a large scale. Mm-hmm. But there could be small skirmishes, you know,
Depend on how the Russian investigation goes. To what else they'll need to pull off for a distraction.
I'm not too worried about that, you know, because, you know, again, on a larger scale, I mean, the rest of the world is kind of laughing at us and the silliness of our politics.
I'm surprised we haven't gotten hit, but maybe we have. You know, you think about our embassy in Cuba, where we're pulling all our people out because they've gotten some kind of sonic attack that's made them all sick. And I look at the storms and stuff. And even this lunatic, you know, in Las Vegas, you know, at one point, even ISIS said, try to claim it. Okay. So it's like, oh, my God.
Well, as I said in the newsletter, Maria, this is a deep transformational month. And it's an opportunity to purge all kinds of beliefs, dynamic, understandings, anything to do with life. We're going to begin to question it as we begin the month. And then it intensifies when Jupiter goes into Scorpio. So nothing would surprise me about all these changes that are taking place around the world.
Right. And, so let me ask you, this full moon, is it also the same as the harvest moon?
Yes, it is a harvest moon. It's the first full moon after the eclipse. And so what you have here is that this is a culmination or a completion cycle. Okay, if you've done the hard work, you've done everything you need to do, this is where you reap the rewards. You know, think about farming. Mm-hmm. You know, you plant the seeds in the spring, you go through the summer, and then in the fall, you pick your crops. And it's the same mindset. It's the same thing. It's, you know, whatever you put in, this is, you reap what you sow. And that's what this is all about.
Right.
And so...
Or as my father used to say, you rip what you sow.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he lost some in the translation from Italian to English. But it's pretty much the same thing if you think about it.
So
Jupiter's going to move into Scorpio on the 10th. But at the same time, isn't the sun in Libra right now?
Yeah, as we do in the show, the sun is in Libra. So we're trying to find balance. This is when the sun is actually on the earth at equal parts. You know, it's equal day, equal nights. Mm-hmm. And so when this happens, we are definitely looking for balance in our lives or fairness or partnerships, you know, anything to do with balance. And so this is what we're trying to do right now with the sun going through Libra. But Libra has a dark side as well. You know, it could become a little bit pessimistic and negative. It could overanalyze and be judgmental. It could, in the ancient world, be a conflict, because Venus used to be also associated with conflict and war. But it's an inner conflict. And on a larger scale, of course, it could be, you know, conflict outside. On a larger platform, but this is really about finding inner peace. Mm-hmm. And so, with all this chaotic energy in the air, the theme is to find balance, mm-hmm. find your center, find something, and enjoy the beauty, because that's where you get that relaxing, tranquil feeling. It's funny because the other day I'm driving. And on the back of this guy's car, it said, art heals. Hmm. And I said to myself, oh, my God, you know, because I know if I told you, I actually purchased an art gallery here in Sedona. And I'm in the art business. And here is this sign, you know, right in front of me that says, art heals.
Well, it was a sign to you to show you're in the right direction.
Exactly. But with the sun in Libra, anything to do with the beauty and the colors and the appreciation of life comes forth. And especially when Venus goes into Libra this month, it gets amped up even more.
Right. Well, that's why so many people love this season, because they mm-hmm. like, they look forward to the changing colors of the leaves on the trees.
Right.
But I don't think they make that. Yeah, I don't think they make that connection. Joe, we're going to take a short break. When we get back, we're going to talk about Venus and what, mm-hmm. what will she wreak havoc this month, or will it be a nice thing? So stay with us. Joe and I will be right back.
Spiritual Professor is a name some of Maria's students and clients refer to her as. After a consultation or class with Maria, some have gone as far as calling her the Force or the Oracle. Maria is simply a woman, a mother, and grandmother who was born with a keen natural intuition. She's got a lot of life experience, and she's a constant student herself. This is what qualifies her to help those who are on their journey and need some direction. Some students visit her in person, others on the phone or on Skype. Maria will work with you on your own timeline, guiding you down your best possible path. You can learn to balance the mind, body, and spirit in what seems to be a world gone mad. As David Icke says about Maria, Maria's the real deal, extremely intuitive but with her feet firmly on the ground. Out there, but down here, no bullshit. Whatever you need in this part of your journey is what Maria will help you with. She'll give you the tools you need to make the rest of your life the best of your life. See private consultations with Maria on the site at meria.net and pick the one that resonates with you. You are not alone. The professor is in at meria.net. Now back to the show.
Okay, welcome back to Stars R Us with myself and Joe Anthony. Get over to planetswithin.com. Joe, do you have the information about your gallery posted on your website, Planets Within?
Not yet. What's happening is the website is being developed. It should be up and running any day now. It's Art and Soul of Sedona, all spelled out, artandsoulofsedona.com. And it's a gallery on Highway 179 here in Sedona. And we have a lot of local artists. And the information will go out. I promise you by this month that I will send out an independent email to everyone about this gallery. And I will post it on my website and promoting it because, you know, we have crystals there. I'm eventually probably going to do readings out of there. Mm-hmm. And we do have some really talented people that have their art hanging in there. So the next time you're in Sedona, come by and check it out. Art and Soul of Sedona.
Absolutely. And if you get tired of the Western and the Indian themes there, you want some different art. I got tons of my own paintings I can roll on over. Yeah. Anyway, art heals is true. I have said art heals is true. Mm-hmm. I have said for all my life that the only people that have ever changed this world are artists, musicians, and poets.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the truth of it.
Well, they reflect on what's actually happening in the cycles, and they go with it. Mm-hmm. Or they see the world through their own perception of reality, and then they go with it.
Well, people don't realize artists draw on the same intuitive psychic energy as anybody else, you know, and if anybody doesn't believe me, read the book Drawing on the Right Side of the Brain. okay, that was my other, I forgot that I used to make my living as an artist. Every now and then I get to talk about it. That's as far as I seem to get because the news keeps me too busy to even do that. Partnerships, Venus, the 14th, Venus comes into Libra. Does this a good thing for partnerships or a bad thing?
Oh, it's definitely a good thing. And this definitely fits into the theme of art because Venus in Libra, just like Venus in Taurus, like things that are aesthetically pleasing and want to look good. And so when Venus enters Libra, the sign that she rules, this is amping up the way we look, the way we dress, the way we smell, making ourselves look as beautiful as possible, appreciating art in every form. Partnerships become a major theme with Venus in Libra. So many people are looking for a relationship of some kind. Mm-hmm. It's easier to meet people under a Venus in Libra because people are friendlier and want to communicate, want to exchange ideas. We may also feel more loving at times with Venus in Libra, just saying, oh my God, I just love this. I love that. I love, this person. I love that. And so the theme of love also increases a bit more under that Venus transit into Libra. And so the downside to Venus in Libra is that we can be a little indecisive when it comes to partnerships, when it comes to money, when it comes to like picking out an outfit to wear or buy. Again, the scales represented by the sign is about balance. And sometimes, many people that are Libras or have Libra moon or Libra rising will tell you they have trouble making a decision between two things or two situations, two people, and so on, because the scales symbolically don't want to be tilted to one side or another. They're constantly trying to balance. So the theme, again, of balance is reiterated again with Venus in Libra this month.
Uh-huh.
And of course, with Scorpio in the picture, Jupiter in Scorpio, this is also a part of shared resources. Scorpio also represents shared resources.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, the physical side and the intellectual side are being amped up even more this month in regards to all kinds of partnerships and socializing.
Well, then to make it even more interesting, as if there's not enough happening with Scorpio, on the 17th, Mercury enters Scorpio.
Yeah. Well, that one lasts rather quickly. It's only 3 weeks. But when Mercury goes to Scorpio, we become very curious. We become those investigators, like we want to know how things work. We may take things apart physically, mentally, psychologically, to kind of want to discover what's at the core. And it's a transformation on a psychological level, you know. And so we're absorbing all kinds of thoughts, ideas, premonitions, we're able to read people's minds a little bit easier because Scorpio is very psychic. And we have deeper emotions. So we feel more sympathy, not so much sympathy, but more intense passion, desire, anger, frustration, happiness. There's an intensity that's alongside Scorpio. And so this gets amped up even more with the Mercury in Scorpio for the next 3 weeks after that.
Right. Okay. Well, at least it's only 3 weeks. Then we have a new moon in Libra on the 19th.
Right.
Which, you know, I'm kind of curious because you had said it could involve open enemies, health issues, including the adrenals, the kidneys, and again, gets back to balance. So if somebody out there is listening and they've had kidney stones before, listening to this show, they should pay attention to their kidney diet, or would they end up having kidney problems?
And they could, because... again, Jupiter in Scorpio tends to transform things. And the Libra energy is about finding balance. And I don't know about you, but, you know, I think we both have Libra rising. And what happens is the treats, the sugar increases. You know, I'm invited to people's houses and they've got this cake and that and this, these goodies and all this other stuff. It's like it's being brought to you, you know.
I know. And yesterday was my daughter's birthday. She had two giant sheet cakes. And while they were cutting up the cakes at a party, people are like, aren't you going to stay and have cake? And I was like, no, I just locked out.
Right.
You know, it's about paying attention to those little treats that are like a torture for you. But I've realized that when I eat sugar, and probably because most candy, cake, et cetera, is genetically modified, I immediately get joint pain for at least 2 days after that.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, sugar does a lot of things in the body. It slows it down from actually working properly, and including the kidneys. And so all of these themes are brought up around the new moon. The new moon amplifies the energy of that sign that it's in. And so this is why I wrote in the newsletter, it's all about partnerships. Open enemies could be somebody that you really resent or hate. It's part of the duality, you know, the love-hate relationship.
Right.
So, and health issues, lower back issues. I had a friend of mine just a couple of days ago, threw out his back, you know, and we're going through Libra right now. So you see the theme, think of it as energy, you know, it goes from the head down to the feet.
Right.
And as you go down the body, the ass cheeks, the lower back, the kidneys, these are all symbolically represented by Libra.
Well, it's no surprise. I know lots of Libras that have kidney problems.
Right. And so it's like the universe is vibrating at that level and in those areas at that time of the year. And so it's like, you know, you have to pay attention to it. If you don't, your body will let you know about it. Okay. Our body's a tuning fork. It's in tune with the greater cycles.
Right.
Every cell is in tune with the greater cycles.
So let me ask you this, Joe, because you're one of the few readers, intuitive, spiritual people, teachers, whatever you want to call you. Since we're talking so much about people being out of balance and not grounded, what do you recommend for people to get grounded?
Well, nature is extremely powerful. Anything to do with the natural world. Playing with animals, you know, if you have children or, you know, people with children, I mean, young children, under five or so, you're constantly reminded of what you're connected to, but nothing's more powerful than nature, because, just go for a walk in nature, you know, observe the mountains, you know, go to a zoo, you know, an open zoo. This is a constant reminder of what's real. Okay, because too many people, let's face it, they live in the bigger cities. They're so focused on making money or socializing, and you know, as they're driving, they're reading these billboard signs trying to sell them something.
Right.
And you're constantly being taken away from what's real.
No,
so
I agree.
You want to get
they're like distractions,
get grounded?
Right?
Yeah, you want to get grounded? Go outside into a park. Go outside into nature. I've said this for quite a while now. I go for walks around here, and I see the big red mountains and the trees. I'm observing those because I know those are real and they're alive, and I'm connected to them.
Right.
And that's what keeps me grounded.
Right. Well, okay. I go outside and listen to the birds. They were going wild today.
Right.
I was like,
exactly.
Oh my God, sounds like there's a bird war going on outside.
Well, they're feeling it too. They're feeling the energy too. The crows around here are just losing their marbles as well.
Yeah, they're acting like they're nuts. I'm not kidding. It sounded like 10 geese were killing each other. They were so loud that the dogs started barking. They were louder than the dogs. But, you know, even if you're listening to this show and you say, well, that's easy for you and Joe because you live in the country. But the bottom line is, if you have an apartment, you're living in the city, I don't care where you are, start a little herb garden on your windowsill. Tend that little garden. One potted plant can ground you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's
it's
right.
Just, we've been taught that we're not a part of nature. We've been broken of our knowledge that we are an animal and we're part of nature like everything else is. And nature's, look, everybody, when they want to go on vacation, where do they want to go? They don't generally pick, let me go to a big city and sit in an apartment. They want to go to the woods. They want to go hiking. They want to go camping. They want to go to a beach. So we intuitively know what works for us.
Right. Exactly. So find that place and enjoy.
Right.
Even when I lived in Phoenix, I would go to parks almost on a regular basis.
Right.
And walking around there.
Right. Well, you know, right before that hurricane hit Florida, I had posted a meme telling people, now's the best time to put a medicine wheel around your house. What do you got to lose? And amazingly, so many people did, and so many people asked me, you know, I told them how to make a quick emergency one out of five rocks. But everybody on that thread, and I mean, that thread was huge, Joe. Every one of them said they didn't have any problems.
Well, there you go.
So when we learn what we used to always know, you know, this stuff is not supernatural. It was always natural to us. They talked us out of it and said, believe us, believe your politician, believe your priest, believe your rabbi. And I think that's where, you know, that's where the problem began. But I did want to cover that because I'm getting a lot of that, Joe. I don't know about you. A lot. And interestingly enough, just the past month, I've been recommending to my clients that are out of whack to take up some form of art just for balance. Not that they're going to be famous artists or make a living at it. Just find some form of art that you like. Writing, sculpting, clay, sewing, painting. Something that can put you in that meditative state and connect you to the real reality.
Exactly. So this is what this month is all about, and especially the first half. The second half's a little different.
All right, let's get into that. We didn't touch on that yet.
Okay. Well, after the new moon, a few days later, we have the sun going into Scorpio.
Oh.
Okay. And so now we have Jupiter and the sun going into Scorpio the last week or so of the month. And this just adds an element of intensity. Okay, because Scorpio is all about intensity. Now, there is some good news here. On the 26th, the Sun and Jupiter will be conjunct. This is very positive for making a difference. Okay, I'm just checking my book. Yep, it's the 26th. In the morning, as a matter of fact, here. And this is a very powerful alignment, which basically says, I am happy. I realize who I am. I'm going to be more understanding. I understand how the world works. I would suggest people meditate. From the new moon on the 19th all the way to the end of the month, meditate on who you really are. I'm a spirit being having a human experience. Mm-hmm. I will do the best that I can and everything will work itself out as it always does.
Right.
This is what you should be meditating on and surrounding yourself with this mindset, energy, nature, whatever you want to call it. But getting back to the sun in Scorpio, this is a lot of passion. This is a lot of inner psychological transformation that takes place. So it highlights the deepest part of our soul when the sun goes through Scorpio like this, especially with Jupiter there as well. And so listen to the dreams, watch the visions, the thoughts, the ideas, because it's a major doorway that's opening up to these other realms of consciousness, that you may be able to gather some information.
All right.
Because Jupiter is also a very visionary sign. So you may see something 6 months, 8 months, a year down the line that's coming.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, well, I am getting a lot of people that are, you know, actually in tune with their gift, that are mm-hmm. getting futuristic dreams. A lot of these people is telling me they're losing time. Mm-hmm. They're people that have always remembered their dreams are not. One person told me she woke up and she didn't remember her name. And to me, that's like, wow, you must have been really out in the ethers traveling last night. I didn't see it as a sign of senility. The person's only 20. But, you know, when you do out-of-body traveling like that, which pretty much everybody does when they're sleeping because you're free of the restriction of a physical body, and you don't remember it, well, you must have been pretty deep in the cosmos is all I can say. And I didn't see it as a bad thing.
Yeah. Well, again, when you're leaving this physical reality and you're, you know, you're seeing beyond. I mean, every morning I get up, I see the energy moving. I see the matrix. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, because my eyes haven't focused yet. I'm not fully conscious, but I see, yet I see the energy moving. I mean, I always have, even as a kid, I remember seeing the energy moving. I just couldn't understand it, but now I do.
Right.
And so the reality is changing in that we are seeing beyond the physical world. And so with that comes this understanding that, you know, our short-term memory is kind of going out the window because time seems to be compressing.
Right.
Time doesn't really exist. So, we're reaching beyond our physical limitations. Mm-hmm. And so this is a good thing.
Right.
It doesn't feel good at times, I agree.
Right. It's like, oh no, when does this end? So now you're also saying that we've got a transit on October 22nd when Mars mm-hmm. enters Libra.
Now, this is probably the most, I would say, severe alignment of the month. And I'm not trying to scare anyone. Mars does not do well in Libra. Mm. Mars is a fire sign. Mars wants action. Mars likes challenges. Libra is its complete opposite. It's fair. It's, you know, it's a little wishy-washy, indecisive. It's not sure what it wants, where it wants to go. And so this is a detriment in astrology. And so we'll find ourselves from October 22nd over the next 6 weeks from then in this kind of funk mode. I want, I don't want, I'm not sure, I want this, I want that, I'm not sure, maybe, oh, I don't know. And there's this feeling of just, you know, lackluster and not being motivated. Okay? That's the negative side of it. The positive side is, again, the Libra theme of beauty, of appreciating balance or finding balance. The softer side of life comes out because Mars is being softened by Libra, the Libra energy. Mm-hmm. But again, you have the Jupiter energy lingering in the background with the Sun and Jupiter.
Right.
So it's this. It's going to be this push and pull once again. I want, I don't want. I need this. I don't need this. I, you know, back and forth, back and forth. And so Mars in Libra does not do very well for relationships either. We just may be more wishy-washy than ever. But again, it's really the planets are saying, find the inner balance while you go through this transformation.
Mm-hmm. That's what this month is about. Right. Can't afford to come unglued now. You know, sometimes I tell people, if you feel so out there, just put your hands and feet on the dirt at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to ground you without question of a doubt.
Yeah.
But Joe, we don't have time to do the horoscopes today because I really wanted to discuss what we did. And I want everybody again, because I already took a sneak peek at my horoscope on YouTube by Joe. Joe's already got them all up on YouTube. All you have to do is go there. It's free. You may get 5 or 6 minutes just for your sign. Joe, what's your YouTube channel?
Just put my name in Joseph P. Anthony. You go to YouTube, just put in my name, Joseph P. Anthony, or astrologer Joseph P. Anthony, and you'll find me there.
Yeah, I'm subscribed to it, so I'll go look for it, and I'll post a link to it here.
Well, thank you. You know, if they subscribe to the, it's totally free if they subscribe. And what happens is that I usually post the horoscopes a couple of days before they're out in the newsletter, so you get first crack at it.
Exactly. I already watched it a couple of days ago. So I was like, yay, it's up. And okay, it looks like an okay month for me. I went, phew.
Right?
Well, Joe, I want to thank you so much. And, of course, wish you all the best on artandsoulofsedona.com. So anybody going out to Sedona, you want to have a spiritual experience, skip the phonies there and go directly to Joe. How's that, Joe?
Thanks, Maria.
Always a pleasure. I'll talk to you soon, Joe.
All right.
Take care. Joe Anthony, check his work out at planetswithin.com. I'm really happy for him with this gallery. I think he's going to have a lot of fun with it. And again, I want to tell you all, stay out of fear. As long as you're feeling fear, they got you. And you got to look at it that way. You have to say, I'm not going to get into fear because then they own me. Because fear is a waste of time, unless, of course, you let it fuel your fire like I do. Anyway, thanks for listening and supporting the show. I'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening and supporting the Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.